Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Ganzo G, just making a video about transition. Well, let's go. Yes, friends, hopefully you guys are doing well and are kicking ass. Yes, the last past few days I didn't make any videos because I didn't feel like it. Why, you may be asking? It's because I wasn't receiving no feedback, so I was like, eh. So now, like, I wasn't getting no window love, so I'm gonna go dunk on some trannies. Why? Why not, right? Fuck 'em all. Just saying. Yes, friends, I do have some clips of retards with their gender dysphoria. Yes, friends, let's go bring them up, right? Yes, remember that one fucking chick that tried to catch that fucking flashbang grenade with his fucking hand? It's not a fucking chick, it's a fucking guy. Yes, and it's not a fucking... he's an Indian, and not a fucking Pajit fucking savage poo-eating fucker from India. No, this guy is a brown-skinned savage. He's a fucking India from fucking here. So yes, friends, enjoy. Yes, I bet this motherfucker thought he was like Sitting Bull or something, and he's fighting the man. Yes, I'm an Indian. Look at me. Hi, how are ya? Hi, how are ya? Hi, how are ya? Yeah, and how's your hand, you dumb fuck? Well, let's play the clip of him doing his stupid shit. Yes, friends, you should have drank your fucking fire water and smoked them peace pipe instead of going to protest. Just saying. Yes, look at this motherfucker. He's trying to be a woman. Does this motherfucker look like a woman? Fuck no. Look at those fucking ears. Big ass fucking Dumbo ears. Look at his fucking face. Big fat fuck. Yes, this is fucking disgusting. No. Yes, you think you're fucking a nice piece of fucking Pocahontas ass. No, this motherfucker's disgusting. But yet they're trying to do this bullshit. Yes, this is what happened to the great savage fucking Indian warriors. Yes, they turned into fucking faggots. Yeah, fun times indeed.
And the millions watching around the world on television. This is the moment.
Think about that.
We've all been waiting for it.
Hell, this motherfucker should be playing sports. He could play baseball or football. He could catch a ball, so why not, right?
A few moments later.
Ooh, what happened, fucktard? You found out that you can't use your hand anymore? Yeah, I heard this guy is losing fingers and all kinds of shit. Well, hopefully that's not the hand that you used to jerk off with. If not, ooh! Oh, but you're a tranny, so you probably have your outie into an innie. Yeah, so you have any dildos that could fit in that fucking, your franken penis fucking tranny pussy or whatever the fuck it is? Who knows, friends? This guy got what he deserved. Enjoy.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Yeah, look at this fucking flounder. He's all flopping around like a goddamn fish. Yes, you fuck around and you found out. You try to catch that fucking ball like if it was a fucking baseball, you dumb fucktard. You don't have a glove or nothing. You got it barehanded. Yes, that's what happens when you start fucking raw dogging shit. You get the cream pie and boopy! There goes your hand. Enjoy.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Yes, this fucking savage, he was fucking around and he found out, and now he needs a little hand. Oh yes, well hopefully they could fix your fucking hand, but supposedly they didn't, so yes, now you could have a hook. Yeah, just be careful you don't use the hook hand to wipe your ass. Enjoy, you stupid ass savage. Hey, at least this tranny didn't hang himself. He just went to a fucking protest and acting all retarded, lost a hand. But hey, you know what? You could get your fucking hand chunks and with your fucking franken penis, combine them and you could make yourself a fucking vagina. Yeah, do you want your franken pussy made out of all that shit? Enjoy. But talking about operations, look at this fucker. Yes, this is a fucking gook tranny that wants to get some surgery on downstairs. So let's see what this fuckface has to say, right? Well, let's play it.
Tomorrow, I'm getting 10 of my ribs surgically fractured to get a smaller waist.
Yeah, didn't Marilyn Manson remove his ribs too so he could suck his own fucking dick? Supposedly. Oh man, ain't that funny that Marilyn Manson looks like an old woman now? But hell, people are trying to fucking change to shit that they not really are. Just like this fucking tranny, but let's continue.
It's always been my dream to have a snatched waist with a curvy body.
Anatomy? What the fuck? Look at you. You're just a fucking bastardized version or a weird caricature of a fucking woman. Yeah, you think women look like you? No, I know you're trying to do your fucking surgery so you could mimic one, but never, never, ever, ever, unless you could change your DNA, you will never give birth to children. You're an ugly-ass woman at best, and you won't be genetically a woman. You could cut your dick off, you could remove your fucking ribs, you could put fucking tits and ass and all kinds of shit. Yes, look at your fucking face. It's fucking disgusting. No, you failed. Enjoy.
The big difference between male and female anatomy. My body is fully developed, full 35-year-old man. I'm doing this because I'm a fucking tranny.
Hell, at least this motherfucker acknowledges that he's a fucking tranny and not a woman. You could pretend, it's nice to play make-believe, but sooner or later you have to wake up. And when you do, holy fuck, you're gonna find out that you fucked up. Enjoy.
And this is my dream. Why be the diamond in the rough when you can be the star? Another.
Yes, retard, you are a star. A star of your own fucked up retarded horror movie. Yes, what are you gonna do when you find out that you fucked up? Guess what, retard? You're gonna kill yourself. And you should. But what's the point of being alive if you sterilized yourself and you turned yourself into a fucking clown? Yes, you mutated into a fucking buffoon. That's what you are. Yes, you're gonna have all these fucking complications in your life. Hell, your life has complications right now. And now you wanna add more to it? You're fucking retarded. And whatever comes to you, enjoy. That's your prize. Take it and run with it. Right?
The thing is, you guys, surgery is not going to change your whole entire life, but she can definitely give you a little bit more confidence. I'm super excited, but also super nervous at the same time.
You're stupid, you fucking tranny. You need your ribs. What do you think protects your organs? Yeah, without the rib cage, there's nothing protecting you if you get a fucking punch or something hits you there. Yes, and also you have no structural integrity either, so you have no more balance. Oh yes, this is complicating not only short term but the long term. Yes. Yeah, the things that you do for beauty, right? Well, you're not beautiful, but keep on doing what you're doing. People need money, right? So enjoy.
But I feel good that I'm finally doing something for myself. Baby, this dad bod of mine, I've had it with her.
Remember, you stupid person, that once you suck a dick, you can't unsuck a dick, so there is no refunds. So, keep on doing what you're doing.
I'm going to Dr. Chaudhry in Beverly Hills. He is the best of the best. He's actually one of the first doctors to bring this practice to America, and I know that I'm in great hands. Stay tuned.
It doesn't matter who does the operation or what position you do. Yes, no matter what, there's gonna be complications and some bullshit. Yes, because nothing is perfect. Just saying. But these people want to be playing these stupid little games and start tricking you. Yes, sooner or later, people are not gonna put up with this shit. Yes. You can pretend to be other things, but no, we don't accept these stupid ass fucking copied fucking fake bullshit. No, you try to do this shit and people are gonna turn against you. Yes, it's disgusting that these people do this, and then you got all these dumb retards that believe they need to get operated on just because they don't feel comfortable in their own skin. Yeah, look at this dumb bitch. She's pretty in the face, but look what she did herself. She's living with this fucking other tranny dude because she wants operation to get her tits removed. Yeah, and this is just fucking Down syndrome everywhere. But this is the world that we live in. And you don't think these people are monsters? Well, phew, then you're retarded yourself. But anyways, let's continue. And remember, friends, this is for entertainment purposes only. These are my delusionals. Yes, I already know there's a lot of fucking retards that get meltdowns. So please don't have a meltdown. If you do, then fuck off and go somewhere else. Just saying.
Surgery for about 10 years now.
Oh, so you had 10 years of mental illness, huh? Where did you get this from? Did you get it from your parents? Because you do look young, but hey, that's what happens. Stop doing things to kids, because when they grow up, they do some fucked up things. That's why you shouldn't be doing that, especially touching children. Unless they're your kids, and that's a horse of a different color. Just saying.
10 years, and it is really destroying me.
Yes, it's really sad when you see people do self-destructive things. Yes, I've done some self-destructing things to myself, and I just learned to let things go. Stuff that you can't change? Don't worry about them. Worry about the stuff that you can change. Yes, you trying to cut your tits off and spending all this money? That doesn't seem like a good thing for you. Maybe go find something else to do. Yeah, maybe you should like let your hair grow out and dress more feminine, and get yourself a boyfriend. Yes, that's what you need. A man to take care of you and hold you and tell you you're beautiful and all that good stuff. Not this fucking tranny chick dude. Yeah, get away from that person, because I bet that fool feeds your delusions. Just saying.
It is actually threatening me and my existence.
So, if you don't get this operation, you're gonna die, right? No, you have is a mental issue. It's not a life or death situation. It's just that you're fucking crazy and people keep on feeding you your delusion like that guy. So get the hell out of there. Just saying.
I was cruel of giving you this situation in the first place.
You see what I mean? This guy just keeps on feeding your fucking madness. No, this guy wants you there. I bet he's fucking you. Isn't he? Yes, this guy wants you broken, fucked up, so like that he could have his way with you. But because you're a stupid woman, you're gonna believe this shit. Yes, and once you cut your tits off, you can't get them back. Yeah, what are you gonna do? Get fucking a staple gun and staple them back? No, you dumb bitch. Don't do it. It's gonna fuck you up in the long run. But just saying.
But then, also, they're sausage-shaped, but not edible.
What the fuck? How do you know what her tits look like? Well, my theory is that you guys are fucking. Yeah, there's a chance that this bitch just showed him the tits and he's like, ooh, your tits look like nasty-ass sausages. You can't even eat them. No, my theory is this fucker is just manipulating you so he could stay there and have his way with you. That's just my theory, but what the hell do I know? Like, I didn't fucking have my own fucking minions that I haven't fucking twisted to do my bidding. Okay, I know what I'm talking about, but apparently you know more than I do. Whatever. Continue.
And I can't eat them for you.
You see that right now? That little joke that he made? And then the chick is chuckling? Yeah, something tells me they are fucking. But what do I know? I can't read people apparently, right? But let's continue.
Not only being in online trans spaces, but also being in Colorado, I am surrounded by people who are getting top surgery.
Of course, Colorado is pretty fucking liberal, and you're gonna live in a fucking, what is it, a polycule of fucking retards and degenerates? Well, enjoy, you dumb bitch. My fucking suggestion to you is to move back to your parents and get the TLC that you desperately need. Yes, you need mental help. Yeah, don't cut your tits off. You need a psychologist and being with your parents who actually care about you. At least I think so. If not, fucking A. He has been failed by everybody, by the whole system. And that is so, so sad. Yes, friends, that's what happens. The world is just shit and it's turning people into these weird fucking things. Yeah, what happened to the love in the world? It's been taken away by fucking the tiny hats. The jurors. Anyways, let's continue.
And I'm so happy for them. But I've been waiting for so long for my life to finally be mine. And seeing as we are disabled, living in a hotel.
It's because you're morally corrupt, and it's manifesting in other ways. Yes, you just gotta clean yourself mentally and emotionally and spiritually, and then it'll just flow out. Yes, that's what it is. You need to stay away from all these toxic people. But because you're a stupid woman, you don't realize, and then you're gonna become this sexual Cenobite. Yeah, don't do that. Go find yourself your one true love in the life or whatever. Yeah, go find yourself a man and grow out your hair, make sandwiches and babies, and your life will be a whole lot better. Yes, defer your thinking to a man that actually cares about you, not this fucking dude tranny creature. He's just manipulating you. But you do you, boo.
Any support that you can show towards my Ko-Fi, Betty's Ko-Fi, and listening to our music really helps.
Yeah, I could imagine the gay-ass music you and your fucking tranny lover make. It's all fucking bullshit, sounds like cats getting their tail stepped on. You are fucking retarded. But whatever, this is the world that we live in. Enjoy.
I stay alive, and it helps me get towards finally getting top surgery.
We found a doctor today for the top surgery, and we reached out to schedule a consultation.
Yes, give your money to a fucking doctor that all they're doing is grifting. Yes, all these surgeries and all these fucking gender-affirming care bullshit is there just to steal money, and they're destroying lives while they're doing it. So yeah, they're doing population control and making money. The Jewish way, right? Anyways, let's continue.
The estimate will be around $13,000.
Wow, wowie wow wow. This fucking bitch is so stupid, so you're gonna pay all that money so later you commit suicide? Gee, do you know rope? You could probably buy some rope for like 20 bucks, and there you go. It won't cost you all that money. It'll be cheaper, you can use that money to give yourself like a parting away party or whatever. Yeah, and there you go. You shouldn't kill yourself, but hell, there's cheaper ways to do that. You could always get a bottle and drink yourself to death. Or better yet, go do some fentanyl. Oh, about that crocodile shit. Yeah, don't you live like a year or two on that crocodile crap because it eats you alive? Oh, man. The fucking Down syndrome. It fucking flows everywhere. But keep on transitioning. There you go.
And I'm going to do what I can to apply for care credit, which is a very much last resort thing, but...
Let me guess, that bullshit is there, so the taxpayers end up paying for your fucking surgeries. No, fuck you. Why should I pay for your fucking gender care affirmed fucking surgery bullshit or whatever the fuck it is? No, I'm not gonna pay for you to cut your tits off. No, before you cut your tits off, you should let me play with them. Yeah, if you're gonna do that, you should fuck the taxpayers. Yeah, why not? You should make that fucking money. Why should we give you money just because? Go fuck yourself. Just saying.
As you can imagine, this is very much last resort for me. I've been going through this for a really long time.
You're full of shit, you dumb bitch. This is a self-inflicted wound. You did this all by your lonesome. Unless your parents did it to you. If that, my condolences. If not, fuck you. But let's continue.
I know who I am. I know what I need to feel better.
No, bitch, you need to find yourself some better dick, cause that fucking tranny guy chick dude thing is fucking putting that stupid ass idea inside of you, so no! Change. Just an idea, but whatever.
And when I tried to talk to a therapist recently to try and get in the line of Medicaid-approved top surgery...
Look at all the bullshit you have to go through just to get this fucking surgery. Is it fucking worth it? No, it's not. You're going through all this fucking heartache and fucking blood, sweat, and tears for nothing because after you cut your tits off, you're gonna realize that you fucked up. Yes, and then that noose is gonna look mighty, mighty, mighty fucking tasty. But you shouldn't put it around your neck, but whatever. Continue.
She was really negative and was really asserting that I thought that top surgery was going to fix all of my problems.
Oh, cool. So your fucking shrink is not a fucking complete fucking retard and started believing all this fucking crazy bullshit. Yeah, good thing, because I don't want my money paying for your bullshit. Well, I don't live in Colorado, but I'm sure that the people from Colorado believe the same thing. Just saying. But who knows, they are hippies, so fuck them.
She was very much infantilizing me and my experience.
That's a good thing. You're gonna be wasting money on bullshit. And plus, you're gonna fuck up your body and you can't go back. Yeah, once you suck a dick, you can't unsuck it. Just saying.
Was just being swept under the rug. So, we're going to try and go out of pocket. Any support that you can send really helps.
No, fuck you. I'm not giving you one penny to do this stupid ass surgery. You could go fuck right off. you and this fucking bullshit, because I know this stuff's going back to Mossad, to Israel. You're not getting none of my money. It's bad enough that my taxes go to these cocksuckers, but yet you want more money? You're fucking stupid. No. Yeah, someone should go inside this fucking hotel room, kidnap her ass, and just turn into a fucking sex slave. That'll be better than her being a tranny. Yes, all she does is becomes a fucking sex slave. Something tells me she already is a sex slave to this fucking crippled fucking tranny. But what do I know? Apparently I'm fucking retarded. But let's continue.
I need this.
We're not even sure if your insurance is active.
Well, that's what happens when you're fucking stupid and lazy. You don't get shit done, so that's what you deserve, and that's your fate. So enjoy. Yes, friends, don't be like these stupid transitioning retards. Yes, you go do your thing and live among, you know, what reality is. Don't go against the grain, because if you do, it's going to cause you pain. The only time you could change reality, if you work hard. But yeah, what the hell are these people working hard for? For fucking degeneracy. That's insane. Instead of trying to improve your life, these fucking freaks are destroying it. But in their mind, they think they're improving it. Fucking insanity. But whatever, fuck these people. That's all I have to say. And don't be like these retards. Just get stronger, build your money, and start getting skills, because shit is popping off, and you don't want to be like these fucking retards and die. So I'll talk to you later. Goodbye, friends.
As truly easy as it is to hate on Epstein, I keep finding really petty reasons to make fun of him on social media, because if I talk about any of the other horrific things in those files, I'm probably gonna get censored and or banned. And that's not good. Plus, I just love shit-talking pedophiles. Apparently, Epstein and his advisors are the ones who helped push microtransactions into Call of Duty back in 2013, which was one of the breaking points for monetization in almost every video game back in the day, which then led to aggressive microtransactions in gaming everywhere, because he sent an email to the not-so-good old Bobby Kotick, who was the owner of Activision at the time, which said, "I am all for indoctrinating kids into an economy." You gotta love how his example for real-world rewards is virtual items in games. So not only was this piece of shit min-maxing pure evil, but he was also ruining the video game economy in his spare time. Now, a little side note to end the video, because I need to fill this up with extra information so it doesn't get taken down for talking about John Island over here. This fuck-ass groundhog saw his shadow today, dude. So I'm gonna slap Punxsutawney Phil on the good old grill later. 6 more weeks of winter, my ass.